You are listening to the gospel message in both Chinese and English. The co-workers of Living in Jesus Ministries edited the sermons of the Chinese preachers, and you can understand how the Oriental believers explained the Bible. May God bless your new life in the Lord.
And the Bible calls this death, this physical death, the first death.
请大家听到，这叫做第一次的死。
Everybody pay attention now, this is the first death.
除非主耶稣回来，你还活着，不然你都要经过第一次的死。
Unless Jesus comes back and you're still alive, you will go through this first death.
圣经上还有一个叫做第二次的死。
And the Bible speaks of a second death.
有第二次的死呢？
The second death
是对所有没有接受神儿子做救主的人需要经过的
is all those who have not received Jesus Christ as their Savior, they will go through it.
只要你信了耶稣，真正悔改，接受耶稣做救主，得到永生的人，通通不需要经过第二次的死。
And if you have confessed your sins and repented, and you come before the Lord and receive them as your Savior, you will not have to go through the second death.
我看你们笑的人不多呢。
Not too many people are smiling now.
你被免掉第二次的死是大事哈。我现在讲什么叫第二次的死。
You don't have to die the second death is a big thing. Let me explain to you what this is.
第二次的死就是永远死不了的死。
And the second death is a death that you will never actually die.
有没有人 understand 我在讲什么？
Anybody understand what I'm talking?
我在讲什么？什么叫做永远不会死的死？
Grace, do you understand this death that will never die?
智慧的话哈，永远不会，永远死不了的死。
Oh, it's Christian. It's a death that you can't die from.
圣经上讲到所有的人
，and the Bible speaks of all men.
不管你信不信耶稣
，whether you believe Jesus or not, you will all rise.
啊，所以有第一次的复活跟第二次的复活。
And there's a first resurrection and there's a second resurrection.
那所有这个接受耶稣的人。
All those who accepted Jesus,
经过了第一次的死
after they go through their first death, the physical death,
他们也会在第一次复活里面有份哈，能够再复活过来。
And they will be, they will have a part in this first resurrection. They will come back alive.
啊，那一次的复活是讲到主要把一个永远不会朽坏的身体赐给我们，再也不朽坏了。
And that resurrection, God's going to give all those who believe in Him a body that will never perish.
永远没有病的。
You will never get sick.
而且跟耶稣的身体很像。
It's very similar to the body that Jesus inherited.
所以你们要看我嘴歪脸肿，赶快看，将来看不到的。
So if you want to see my face right now, the way it looks right now, take a good look because you'll never see this way again.
将来你们到天上看到我，我俊得很。
And if you go and see me in heaven, I will be so much better looking.
啊，这叫做第一次的复活。
And this is the first resurrection.
所有没有信耶稣，当然这第一次的复活可能会分几次不同，但是都叫第一次的复活。
And I won't go into specific details, but this is the first resurrection.
但是圣经上特别有一个叫做第二次的复活。
And the Bible speaks of a second resurrection.
这些人活过来以后，马上就面临白色大宝座的审判。
And these people, who resurrect the second time, the very first thing that they face is the judgment of the great white throne.
那个审判的目的是要叫我们心服口服，被丢到硫磺火湖里去。
That particular judgment is that all men would be speechless as they stand before God, that they're worthy of the lake of fire.
跟死亡、跟阴间、跟撒旦一同丢到火湖里。
With death and Hades and Satan cast together into the lake of fire.
圣经上告诉我们说，那里的虫是不死的。
The scripture says that that place worms will never die and the fire will never be quenched.
亲爱的朋友，这就是为什么我们想跟你们传福音。
Dear friends, that is the reason why we are compelled to share the good news.
你觉得我在讲天方夜谭，因为你还没信耶稣。
You think I'm talking about just some fancy story because you have not yet believed in Jesus.
但是对我们真正知道耶稣是真的，我们知道他说的话也是真的。
But for those of us who know Christ to be real.His words are equally real.
我们不传福音给你，就表示我们签了同意书，让你将来永远进到火湖里去。
If we do not share the good news to you, then means that we have signed a document that we agree, we consented to you going there.
那是一个生不如死的局面。
It's a place that you would rather be never existed, but you will continue to exist.
但是却又是一个永远死不了的死。
And it is a death that will never die.
你知道那个可怕吗？
Do you know the dread?
天主教堕落的时候卖赎罪券
And when Catholicism has fallen, they were selling,
那个 atonement coupon, something like that. 对的。那个赎罪啊，就是你花钱可以让你的罪得到赦免。
They could pay for the remission of their sins.
有一次我看马丁路德传那个影片的时候。
And Martin Luther, when we were watching a film concerning his life.
那时候腐败的天主教为了赚更多钱，他们当场示范弄火烧自己的手。
And for the sake, the Roman Catholic Church wanted to accumulate more wealth, and they demonstrated in front of everyone, purposely burning their hands.
他说你不买赎罪券的话，将来你就是要被比这个更可怕的火一直烧。他让他的手烧到焦痛，在那边咬牙切齿。
And they literally burned their hands, allowed their hands to burn, and before everyone, and said, if you don't pay, this is what you're going to go through in future.
他们为了贪财，为了卖赎罪券。
And for the sake of selling these notes,for the sake of gaining money, they did that.
亲爱的朋友，当我们想到有一天在我们中间，甚至我们亲爱的家人要在永远的死亡里面。
When we think about our family members, our close friends, that they would be in this eternal death,
我们不能不传福音。
We have to share the gospel.
我们不能不为他们祷告。
We have to pray for them.
我们现在来读这一段圣经。
Now let's read this portion of scripture together.
启示录二十章。
Revelation chapter 20.
我们先从第四节读到第七节。
Verse 4 through 7.
没有在额上和手上受过他印记之人的灵魂，他们都复活了，与基督一同作王一千年。这是头一次的复活，其余的死人还没有复活，只等那一千年完了。这头一次复活有份的，有福了，圣洁了。第二次的死必作神和基督的祭司，并要与基督一同作王一千年。那一千年完了，撒旦必从监牢里被释放。请注意啊，有头一次的复活。
Please pay attention that there is this first resurrection.
所有在头一次复活里有份的人都有福了。
Everyone who is partaker of this first resurrection, they are blessed.
有把握自己会头一次复活的请举手。
Everybody who knows that they will have, be part of this first resurrection, raise your hand.
要举手，弟兄姊妹，感谢主，我们都是第一次就有份的。
We are all partakers of this first resurrection.
这是有福的。
You are blessed.
这真的比你在地上中了 lottery, 中了人家送你新车都宝贝啊。
It's a lot better than winning the lottery, winning a new car.
在基督里我们得到了。
So in Christ, we have it.
我们再往下读。
Let's keep reading.
十一节到十五节。
Verse 11 through 15.
我又看见一个白色的大宝座。
Great white throne.
好，对不起，这是一千年过了以后。
And this is after 1,000 years.
这头一次复活之后的事情。
And this is what happens after the first resurrection.
今天第二次复活要发生了。
And the second resurrection is going to take place.
我又看见一个白色的大宝座，与坐在上面的，从他面前天地都逃避，再无可见之处了。继续读好不好？
And there was found no place for them.
无论大小都站在宝座前，案卷展开了，并且另有一卷展开，就是生命册。死了的人都凭着这些案卷所记载的，照他们所行的受审判。于是海交出其中的死人，死亡和阴间也交出其中的死人，他们都照个人所行的受审判。死亡和阴间也被扔在火炉里，这火湖就是第二次的死。若有人名字没有记在生命册上，他就被丢在火湖里。所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹和在座的朋友们，已经得到复活的，我们要感谢主。
If you lay hold of the gift of resurrection, praise God.
没有得到复活的，在你余生的日子里面最重要的一件事情，你就是要有把握你得到了复活。
And if you have not yet, have the confidence and the certainty of that first resurrection, you need to get a hold of it.
我代表我们在座所有的基督徒算是求求你们。
And on behalf of all the Christians who are sitting here today, I beg you,
为了你自己的好处。
Seize you for your own good.
第三件事情。
And thirdly,
借着耶稣我们可以彰显复活。
That through Jesus Christ, resurrection may be seen or may be magnified.
我们一起来读罗马书第六章第三节到第五节，也是跟受浸有关的经文。
Romans chapter 6, verse 3 through 5, has something to do with baptism as well.
一起来。岂不知我们这受洗归入基督耶稣的人，是受洗归入他的死吗？他一同埋葬，原是叫我们一举一动有新生的样式， 像基督借着父的荣耀从死里复活一样，我们若在他死的形状上与他联合，也要在他复活的形状上与他联合。弟兄姊妹，我们不光得到了复活一个地位，一个把握，那个东西是超过世上任何的东西的。
We have not simply laid hold of the certainty and the assurance of resurrection.
而且我相信你如果问任何一个基督徒，真基督徒。
I believe if you ask anyone who's really a Christian,
你拿亿万黄金跟他换他的永生，他肯不肯换？
Are you willing to trade your eternal life?
已经有人摇头了。
With all the wealth of this world, someone's already shaking their head.
你拿英国这个皇冠上面的这个 Star of Africa 非洲之星五百多克拉的钻石跟你换永生，换不换？
You take the Star of Africa, the biggest diamond.
傻瓜才换。
In exchange of this eternal life, would you do it? Of course not.
这是我为什么有这么多殉道者，头都可以杀掉，他们不能否定他们得到的永生。
For that reason, so many martyr for their faith because they will not let go of this eternal life.
太宝贝了。
It's too precious.
不光是为了将来。
It's not just for the days to come.
而且这节圣经告诉我们，当我们得到复活的时候，他在你今生开始就来改变你的生活。
But these words tell us that you have laid hold of resurrection, it will change our lives in this life.
什么生命过什么生活。
What type of life you have, you will live that type of life.
鸡就是鸡，鸭就是鸭。
The life of a chicken or of a duck, that's what you will be.
鸡碰到水就沉下去了。
Chicken comes to water, it will sink.
啊，怎么学都学不会游泳的。
You never learn how to swim.
因为生命不一样。
Because its life is not to swim.
啊，弟兄姊妹，什么样子的生命过什么样子的生活。
What type of life, live what type of life.
啊，另外一方面，你过怎么样子的生活，就说明你生命的品质、性质如何。
And your lifestyle will explain the nature of your life.
得到耶稣。
If you have Jesus,
你的最重要的是不光是罪得赦免，得到了永生的把握和盼望。
The most important thing is not the forgiveness of your sins, you have hope for eternity to come.
永生也是一个性质的问题，是神儿子的生命成了我们的生命了。
But eternal life is also something of a nature that his life has become us.
所以我们剩下余生所有的日子。
And so for the rest of our days,
这个伟大的生命要在我们里面改变我们。
The greatness of this life will change us inside.
要跟我们交换。
It's going to exchange something inside.
一个小朋友手里拿了一个刀。
So a little boy comes and says, here's a knife.
你知道对他危险。
You know the knife is dangerous for this boy?
你拿个苹果给他，跟他换回来。
And he had a knife in his hands, you would give him an apple and take away the knife.
不仅让他免于伤害和危险，给他祝福。
Not only would he not be under the potential of harm, you're giving him a blessing.
很多很多误会，悲情下品。
There are many, many filthy, things inside.
我们里面有很多忧虑烦恼，很多很多的劳苦愁烦。
There are many, many worries and many, many concerns that is inside of us.
因为姊妹跟耶稣换，他已经在里面了。
You can come exchange those things with Jesus because he's already in us.
戴德森告诉我们得胜的秘诀叫做交换的生命。
Hudson Taylor tells us the secret to victory is to exchange your life.
跟耶稣换。
Exchange your life with the life of Jesus.
不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活。
It's no longer I, but Christ who lives in me.
这是从受浸开始就开始了。
And it begins from the point you are baptized.
叫我们一举一动有新生的样式。
And that every act and everything that we do, we will have the new life.
弟兄姊妹，不是只有来教会啊。
It's not just coming to church now.
不是只有去见神才用到这个复活。
It's not only when you go seek God that you would need a hold and lay a hold of this resurrection.
一举一动都要有新生的样式。
But every single act must have the newness of life.
所以来到教会睡觉成那个样子，不像主。
And you come to church and you just fall asleep casually. You're not like the Lord.
你把你的懒去跟主的殷勤交换。
And exchange your laziness with the diligence of the Lord.
消极跟主去换积极。
Passiveness with the positive thinking with the Lord.
败坏去换主的圣洁。
And corruption with the holiness of the Lord.
啊，愁苦劳苦愁烦换主的喜乐和平安。
And sorrow with the joy and peace in the Lord.
基督是一切。
Christ is everything.
In Christ alone, 只有在耶稣里我们可以得到这些的弟兄姊妹。
Only in Christ alone do we receive all these blessings.
你去看心理学专家，你去花这个钱，你去出去度假，解决不了你心里面的问题的。
You see a psychologist go on a vacation would never really solve these root problems.
你胜不过网络的色情，胜不过外遇的诱惑，弟兄姊妹，只有耶稣可以让你胜过的。
Can't overcome the pornography online the lust within you. Only Jesus.
这个生命要在一举一动上。
And this life.Through everything that we do,
要改变我们
will change us.
像新生的样式，就表示跟从前不一样了。
According to the newness of life, which means it's not as before.
它不一样一个地步，所有跟你认识的人都应该可以看得出来的。
It is so different that everyone who knew you would say, "Hey, you're different."
我们认识一个姊妹，她信主以前跟她先生吵到快离婚了。
And we knew a sister before she came to Christ, she would argue with her husband to the point where she would, they talked about divorce.
她从台湾跑到美国来度假。
So she came, all the way out here from Taiwan.
感谢主，
she got on a vacation.
她在美国得救了。
And she was saved, she was out here.
哎呀，信耶稣，那个平安喜乐像浪潮一样在她里面。
And she came to Christ, the peace and the joy is like the sea that bellows inside of her.
跟她从前的生活完全不一样。
And all of a sudden, she's completely different from who she was.
她兴奋地抓起电话就打岳阳电话回去给她先生。
So immediately she picked up a phone and called her husband.
那第一次来美国不知道有时差的问题，台湾正好半夜。
And she didn't know that there was a lag in time, and she didn't know it was midnight in Taiwan.
先生以为她在美国发生什么事。
And her husband thought something happened to her in America.
对，你到底发生什么事？
And he's like, what happened? What's going on?
她说，你知道吗？我信耶稣了。
And she says, you know, I believe in Jesus now.
她就听到电话里面神经病电话挂断。
She said, and then he said, you crazy woman, and she hung up on the phone.
结果度完假，她回到台湾去。
And after her vacation, she went back to Taiwan.
在她回台湾之前，她先生就在想，这个人信耶稣真会改变吗？
And then her husband began to think, is she really going to change after?
我花了这么多年日，我改变不了她，难道信耶稣可以改变她？
All these years I've been trying to change her, is she really going to change because of Christ?
没想到他太太回来 真的是一举一动新生的样子啊。
And he couldn't believe that when his wife came home, she was completely different.
他后来这个先生隔了一段时间也信耶稣，他说我不光听见福音，我看见了福音。
And after a while, her husband also came to Christ, and he says, I did not only heard of the gospel, I saw the gospel.
他刚刚开始他不敢相信。
And he could not believe in the beginning.
他说他的太太以前是你只要用一个针具像戳母鸡一样轻轻戳一下他就呱呱呱叫又叫又跳的。
And the way he would describe his wife is like if you took a needle and try to poke at a chicken, the chicken would just go crazy and start cracking.
你们现在年轻孩子都没有养过鸡哈，我如果是早点听到这个见证我就会戳我家的母鸡一下。
And nobody has raised a chicken nowadays, but in my younger days, I would have tried that and see what would happen.
我可以相信他又叫又跳。
And I can imagine how she would get up and scream and, you know, flap its wings and go over.
这是他先生后来做见证，后来他回来他说我就故意戳他。
And her husband says that, sometimes I would poke her purposely.
没有反应。
And she wouldn't respond.
还是那么安静安息。
And she was very quiet. She was very peaceful.
戳用力一点。
And so he purposely poked her a little harder.
她说还是一样。
She didn't respond.
她说我好像在戳一只死鸡一样。
And she said, and he says that I feel like I'm poking a dead chicken.
她说她太太从前脾气是坏得有名的。
And he said that her temper was renowned among everybody we know.
但是我另外一方面我要倒回来说哈，你们不信耶稣的不要用这个做借口，说我要看我太太改了没有。
So those of you who have not yet believed in Jesus, please don't use this example to go and see whether my wife has really changed.
生命的成长是需要时间的。
The growth of this life takes time.
但是生命的改变是真实的。
But the transformation of this life is real.
所有基督徒都可以跟你做见证，自耶稣来住在我心，我的生命有何等奇妙的大改变。
Every Christian will tell you, since Christ came to live in my life, what a great change has there been in my life.
虽然时间快慢跟范围不见得都一样，但是你发现他们都可以见证耶稣改变了我。
How fast this would progress and to what extent it would progress, it may be different from person to person, but they will all testify, Jesus changed me.
没有耶稣，你们决定看不到今天的我会站在这里。
If it wasn't because of Jesus, you would not be able to see me standing here today.
我不晓得你们有多少不堪想象的败坏，都是神在这里洁净，神在这里改变，神把我里面的骄傲，把我里面的悲情下品，都是借着耶稣的宝血和生命来改变。
There's so much dross and the issues of pride and all these things that were formerly in my life, God has been changing me.
弟兄姊妹，我们每一个人要知道，信耶稣是念内功，不是念外功。
We need to know that when we believe in Jesus, this is exercise within, not outside.
不是凭着模仿，不是凭着教条，不是凭着劝人为善的道理。
It is not merely to imitate or to follow a set of rules and doctrines or what somebody has admonished us to do.
人类已经 try 了好几千年了，没有用。
The human race has been trying that for thousands and thousands of years. And
所有做人的道理，三岁小孩都知道，八十老翁活不住啊。
And every little child will know what they ought to do and how the good that they need to perform, but nobody could do it.
我们感谢主。
And we thank the Lord.
耶稣来了。
Jesus came.
让我们从水里面上来。
So as we come out of this water,
当初基督胜过死亡的那个他的力量
and this great power and this great might that was in Jesus that lifted him out of death
今天也要在你我的处境胜不过的罪和软弱里面他要从里面出来
and will be in all of our circumstances all the sins that we cannot overcome he will resurrect
一举一动有新生的样子
everything that we do we will have the newness
所以弟兄姊妹我们是借着没有耶稣我们就如同白活信奉耶稣得着复活借着耶稣我们彰显复活
and without Jesus our life is in vain and with the faith in Jesus Christ we attain resurrection and through Jesus Christ we can magnify resurrection
都跟耶稣发生关系
And we can have a true relationship with Jesus.
主耶稣说
And Jesus said,
复活在我
I am resurrection.
生命也在我
I am life.
英文的翻译是说我是复活我是生命
And again, English says that I am resurrection, I am life.
信我的虽然死了也必复活
All those who believe in me, though they die, but they will live.
你信这话吗
Do you believe these words?
今天这个生命一样在我们中间
This life is equally in us.
在耶稣里
That was in Jesus.
凡是愿意接受耶稣的
And all those who want to accept Jesus.
这个生命要进到我们的心中来
This life will enter into your heart.
它要洗净我们所有的罪
Will cleanse you of all your sins.
它要代替我们所有的软弱
And will replace all of our weaknesses.
它要断开我们所有的锁链
And it will break every chain that holds us captive.
它要把世界不能给我们的平安也不能夺去的平安和喜乐赐给我们
It will give us a peace that is not of this world and the world cannot take away.
更宝贝的是他来天天来改变我们
and even more precious he will come and change us every single day
让我们一天一天更像耶稣主耶稣为着早上整个聚会我们感谢你
well Jesus for the entire service this morning we thank you
所有的荣耀都要来归给你
all the glory are to be given to you
帮助我们对复活有一个更真实更新的认识
and give us a real and a more sincere understanding of resurrection
让我们常常活在复活的境界中
that we always live in the realms of resurrection
不仅仅有荣耀复活的把握和盼望
and not only having this glorious hope
更让我们来享受这伟大复活的生命和能力
we may enjoy the power of this great power of your resurrection
谢谢你我们把在座所有的人都交在你的手中
we thank you Lord and once again we commit everybody into your hands
在这个金融风暴这么多难处的环境中
in these difficult days and difficult times
你应许我们我们永远有平安
you promise that we will always have peace
你的恩典永远够用
and your grace is always sufficient for us
就带领我们平安的经过这一段
andLead us peacefully through these days.
让环境不仅仅不伤害我们，反而成为我们的祝福。
That our environment and our circumstances do not bring us harm, but becomes a blessing for us.
祝福我们桌上的饮食。
Bless the food that we're going to partake.
谢谢主。
We thank you, Lord.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Do you have any thoughts or questions after listening to the program? Please send your letters.Let us have fellowship in the grace of God. You are also welcome to listen to and watch other programs on the website of Living in Jesus. May the truth of Jesus guide you to walk with the Lord day by day.